structure of the shelters on the market are either made of steel or concrete or combinations thereof. This particular concept is based on using advanced yet cost-effective materials. The panelized construction is very much resembles your walls that is on the interior of any building, like say the inside of your bathroom or closet. It blends in with the interior space. Thickness of the panels are say no different than your sheetrock or existing wall paneling. In other words, they won't be intrusive to a space. They will blend into the space very effectively. And it's very tailorable across a range of threat levels from various levels of tornado as well as hurricane protection. It's very light compared to some of the concrete or steel shelters, and they would not, it would not rot, it would not corrode, it would have no issues under water or flood damage as well.
Can you describe the material that it's made out of?
The material has several synthetic components, and some components are recycled in nature. Sources for the recycled scrap is from a number of places, which then we have a process by which we can reuse it into making these shelter panels.
Is the shelter designed to sort of meet both needs between tornadoes and hurricanes and all those different types of situations?
So basically, a tornado shelter is based on concept of very localized construction. You don't need to have very large construction, say a small space identified within a home or within a closet or a bathroom may be sufficient. A hurricane, in comparison, of course, affects the entire building envelope. So the area of an affected area of the house is much bigger than a narrow path that a tornado would seek. The good thing about the material options we're working with is very tailorable across the scales. In other words, what design details work with a tornado shelter could be improvised or configured for a hurricane protection to occupy a larger building envelope. So in place of plywood, you could cover your windows or roof or other areas of your building, you know, with a much cheaper yet much superior product, actually.
What do you plan to do with it from here, and what's your timeline with doing so?
Yeah, I guess our team specializes in a range of materials, so I guess we can certainly develop various variations of this for very much like a low-cost version or low-cost housing retrofits all the way to more high-end homes or, you know, advanced buildings and things of that nature. Right now, the work has, through the NSSA testing, has gone through all the panelized construction standard testing. The full assembled shelters basically would be the next step, obviously, which we are aggressively working on that. The goal is to do that testing within this fall time frame or early spring. Then, of course, the goal is to market this through several options, basically the economic development as well as the community outreach of this product might be a very powerful one should it go to the marketplace in a systematic way.